You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout the pandemic, the New Zealand government's COVID-19 response has been one of the strongest in the world, but the communication strategy they've given out hasn't been as widely praised. Government advice saying things like, "You're good, bro," the shot cuz vaccination buses, and this infamous campaign.
Ayo, it's two shots for summer, fam. Yep. Two shots delivered free. Two for long days and warm nights. Yeah, two shots is the key.
I spoke to Julia Debress, a senior linguistics lecturer at Massey University, about the government's communication strategy and their seemingly odd choice of Kiwi slang.
I think it's a really interesting choice that is probably really quite well considered, in the sense that they've really thought it through. It's not something that would happen just naturally. Any of this messaging is really, you know, marketed, and a lot of strategy goes into it. So it's interesting to think about what might have motivated them. I mean, if we think about the word bro in New Zealand English, it tends to be associated with young people, Māori or Pacific people, and maybe a kind of Kiwi identity. So one of the things I think in the early days they were certainly doing, certainly for the Two Shots for Summer campaign, was to try to target particular audiences and try to make their messaging around vaccination and COVID more appealing to those groups. I think that was the intention. I don't know if necessarily if that was the effect in terms of how people received it.
If you aren't part of one of those groups that you outlined before, how would you kind of react to messaging like this?
Yeah, I think there's a few things going on. I mean, what's happening basically is they're engaging in what we call in linguistic language accommodation, which is the idea if you want people to like you, you should speak like them. And even people within those groups, not thinking about people outside those groups, it may not appeal. You know, it's quite a delicate operation. So if you overdo it and hyper-accommodate to people, it can feel quite patronising and alienate people. So there's a question already about whether or not people within a subgroup, say young Māori people in cities and so on, find it appealing at all. But there was a reason to target those groups, I guess, during the period when vaccination rates were lower. So I don't know how one would react as part of those groups. If you're outside of the group being targeted, which I think is the case with this new flow chart, which addresses the entire country, then I think the reactions will be even more varied. Because you can imagine someone who is, you know, reading the flow chart, who is maybe like, say, for example, a young Māori man in South Auckland, might have a different reaction to that chart than a little old lady, Pākehā lady in Palmerston North, for instance. So it's quite striking that they chose to use that kind of language to target the entire country with this flow chart, and I'm not quite sure why they did that.
Would this kind of messaging be widely accepted? Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's widely accepted here anyway, not necessarily, but overseas, somewhere else, would you have kind of success with locally kind of familiar language like what we've done here?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that in New Zealand, I think we do have such higher tolerance, and even we quite like having more informal messaging from the government, for instance. It's a feature of New Zealand and Australian discourse in general, that a way of being polite in New Zealand and Australia is to be informal, this kind of appeal to solidarity. So I think a lot of people do like it in the sense that it can feel friendly, informal language in general, in a way that it might not in other places, say in England or in Europe where I used to live, where you really want your government communications to be informal. So I think it is a cultural element of New Zealand that predisposes people to like this kind of messaging. But when it comes to something like bro, there's so much more going on there in terms of it being gendered and ethnicised and so on, and used in this really quite important context about conveying health information. So I think it's a much riskier choice than it might be for some other kinds of government communication, for instance.
And I find it interesting that you mentioned gender, because obviously bro is quite widely used as a almost gender-neutral term, particularly around young people and Māori and Pacific peoples as well.
Yeah.
But would you kind of face backlash from people who aren't as comfortable with this kind of gender-neutral usage of it and consider it a very gendered term?
Absolutely, and I think people are really divided on this. As you say, it has kind of lost some of its gendered connotations and that it is used by people of all genders in New Zealand by some people and not seen as gendered. But when it comes down to it, you know, it is historically is clearly a gendered term. And I think that it does remain so in the sense that it's really only in these ways kind of masculine origin terms that become gender neutral. You don't see anyone turning a term like lady or girl into a gender neutral term. So the kind of the genderedness is still in there. Same with words like hey guys and so on. Some people do still perceive them as being quite gendered, and I can understand why that would be the case. It's part of, you know, a sort of broader system of prioritising masculine terms to refer to groups of people of all genders. So I think, yeah, people, certainly some reactions online to this have been, oh, that's really sexist. And for other people, they're not using it or thinking about it in that way. Again, risky.
You say, obviously, reaction has been mixed. Some people may enjoy being addressed more colloquially. Do you think the government will stick with this strategy and continue to kind of make COVID responses and updates like this accessible to young people?
Yeah, I think they're going to try. And I would be interested to know if they have any, I haven't seen any commentary on whether or not they think things like the two shots of summer campaign did lead to higher vaccination rates or not. I don't know how they measure these things. If it works, they're going to be doing it, I think. And I guess that's their goal. They're just trying to do what will enable most people to pay attention and get vaccinated and so on. So I think that they'll keep on doing it. But there is a question around whether or not people will find it appropriate. I certainly do know of some people who found this latest use of bro really condescending and offensive. And didn't like the idea of it being as if, how they said it was like the oppressor, as in the government, using language stolen from the oppressed. So people who have that kind of really critical perspective in terms of race relations in New Zealand and so on, it is going to have a negative effect, which I think the government should take into account when they design their communications.
That was Julia Debress from Massey University speaking to me about the linguistics of the government's COVID communication strategy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.